I'm a child of the Mardi Gras. I grew up in Mobile, Alabama, which is where the first Mardi Gras was ever held in America, not New Orleans. That's Mobile's big claim to fame. It was the first one, but New Orleans kind of went on to be a little different city than Mobile, but we do have Mardi Gras. And so it's kind of ironic that when people ask me, I mean, sitting here and thinking about, I don't even know what number this album is, but there are a lot of them, and I've been doing this a long time. And with the Parrot Heads phenomenon that came into play years ago, it wasn't something we kind of came up with or created. It was a byproduct of audiences going out and wanting to dress up when they came to see us, which is exactly what we do at Mardi Gras. So that's, I think, the connection to one of the reasons that people have so much fun at our shows, and which I think that's our job is to make them fun, is because it is kind of there. People that work hard want to play hard, and they get those couple of days off, and they come in full costume, and it's like their Mardi Gras. I mean, I can be in Madison, Wisconsin, like 41,000 people, and they'll be in their outfits, and for those 3 days, it's kind of like everybody really needs those days off, a couple of days to have fun, and that's what Mardi Gras really was. So when Mardi Gras crank came around, I remember that I actually had a class in high school called float decoration. One of the few A's I made in high school, that and typing, I think. And so it was just a day where everybody, I mean, this was a long time ago in the segregated South, but it was just like for those couple of days, everybody had fun, and it was just kind of part of the way we grew up there. In this one parade, they have a float, and it's Follies Chasing Death. I love that image, you know, that fun was kicking death's ass. And I've kind of tried to live my life that way. And it might go back to that Mardi Gras parade, but then the Carnival Queen came around on Mardi Gras Day, and she looked at me with that Ava Gardner stare, and I was probably 11. And so I remembered it. And serpentine is they would throw things off of the float. They'd throw moon pies and they'd throw Cracker Jacks. And serpentine is like these little coils of cut up paper that would unfold like paper mache. And that's what serpentine is. And rolls of serpentine were the treasure when they came off the float. So boy. And that was the line. And I said, maybe it's just age or a thousand other fears that took me back to carnival years. And I always remember when I'd be on the road and not at carnival, I would miss it because I knew it was Mardi Gras Day and I was somewhere where they didn't celebrate it. I would always think about it, you know. So it's a big part of, still to me, my cultural roots is Mardi Gras, which is a little tribute to my New Orleans days. So here's Serpentine.
Serpentine. hands up high, eyes open wide. Throw me something, mister, that's why you ride. Cracker Jacks with toys inside. Wheel beyond our wildest dreams. Floats and masks and a two-mule team. Some things really are the way they seem. And confetti were littering the air. When the queen looked at me with her Ava Gardner stare. Though tomorrow would bring ashes and penance by the ton, Mardi Gras where I learned to have fun.